The vast reddish desert that covers much of Somalia's central Mudug region has always been a source of wealth as well as calamity for thousands of pastoral families. In good times, the desert provides abundant food for goats and camels, which in turn provide the families with surplus milk and meat to sell in local markets. In bad times, the desert turns into a barren wasteland, challenging the survival skills of even the hardiest of people and their animals. 52-year-old Ebshir Ahmed has lived all his life along a stretch of the desert near the town of Dol, 38 kilometers south of Galkayo. Scratching the bone-dry earth with his bare, calloused feet, Ahmed says the devastation that he and others are experiencing now is worse than anything they have ever been through before. He says before the rains failed more than 2 years ago, he had 400 goats and 20 camels. They were enough to feed himself, his wife, and 13 children. But all that is left of his livestock now are 25 goats, and when they are gone, Ahmed says he does not know what he will do. The drought and nearly two decades of political unrest and economic neglect have left the Mudug region one of the poorest and least developed in Somalia. In recent years, Somali pirates have established bases in Mudug's coastal towns of Haradera and Hobyo. But the millions of dollars they demand in ransom payments are not used to help pastoral communities and inland towns. The United Nations estimates that nearly 200,000 people, half of the region's population, are in urgent need of humanitarian assistance, and they may all soon be on the move in search of towns with food and water. Dol town elder Sheikh Ali Gab says desperate families are already pouring into his community. He estimates 80% of the nomadic people in the surrounding area have lost all of their livestock, and they have nowhere else to go. Gab says the town's population is growing every day, and he fears Dol could begin experiencing a severe water shortage. He says there are shallow wells in remote areas outside of Dol, but most of the wells are now dry. Several dozen kilometers north of Dol, 40-year-old Maliun Osman says she too is alarmed about the large influx of people coming into Bulobale, a camp that for nearly 20 years has housed people fleeing the civil war raging in the Somali capital, Mogadishu. Osman says long-term residents like her were already struggling to find enough food and water for thousands of recent arrivals from Mogadishu. She says the camp is now bursting with people from drought-affected regions as well. For the thousands who live in Bulobale, the nearest water well is 3 kilometers away. Cradling a dirt-covered jerry can under her arm, a heavily pregnant woman named Aisha sets off on foot from the camp to fetch her daily ration. She says she fears the water is not fit for drinking, but there is nothing else to drink. UN Children's Agency in Somalia Deputy Representative Hanan Suleiman tells VOA that unlike countries like Yemen that may run out of water entirely in the next two decades, Somalia is thought to have plenty of water underground to sustain people for many generations. Suleiman says what Somalia needs urgently is a comprehensive water management system.
All we've been able to do in this area is just rehabilitate shallow wells because of the access limitations and because of the lack of funding. It's very expensive to drill boreholes in Somalia. It's a very lengthy, expensive, cumbersome process, although that's ideally the way to go. I mean, the issue is also climate change here. So we need to do some research in terms of the impact of climate change and how we can adapt to that. And to do that, we need a lot of surveys, whether geological surveys or other kinds of surveys on water preservation systems. That hasn't been done yet.
But Suleiman says funding shortfalls and concerns over security and violence in Somalia make it unlikely such surveys will be carried out anytime soon. Galmudug Regional Government Minister of Planning Omar Mohamud warns that not implementing a long-term solution to the water problem will fuel the vicious cycle of droughts, hunger, and violence and keep the Somali people in the iron grip of poverty.
If they lose their livestock, you know, they come to the villages. And these small towns like Dol, does not have capacity to keep so many IDBs. So now young people are moving to Galkayo, and they join the militia. They loot, they put checkpoints on the road, and they are part of the insecurity.
Somalia could get some relief from the drought in the coming weeks if El Nino storms move through East Africa as expected. But heavy rainfall could also trigger massive flooding, lost livestock, and displacement, bringing more misery to millions. Alicia Rubio, News, near Galkayo, Somalia.